The domains that we are talking about include emotions, mind, body, spirit, relationships, as well as work and career. When we think about the domain of body, we might include self-strategies as exercise. For one person, that might be jogging. For another person, it might be taking an exercise class. In the emotions domain, we might be thinking about strategies that address whether we can express ourselves, whether that's through journaling or talking to a good friend. In the mind domain, that might be challenging ourselves to learn a new skill, reading different books, learning something different and new. In the relationship category, that might be spending more time with a partner or spouse. In the spiritual domain, that might mean anything from being part of a faith-based community to enjoying art and music. And when we think about work, we want to think about what sorts of strategies can we use at work to help manage our stress. That could include taking our breaks, taking our vacation, making sure that we're leaving on time. Those are some of the ideas of self-care in the different domains. When we talk about those domains, we're really talking about creating a self-care plan. And there is no one-size-fits-all self-care plan. It would be easy if I could just hand one out to everyone. But it really has to be individualized to you. What works for one person may not work for another. And some of us have more strategies in one domain than we do another. So it's helpful if we create our own individualized self-care plan.